Sometime around 1480, in Portugal, a boy named Ferdinand was born to the Magellan family. The Magellans were of noble blood, but they had little money or power. They owned a farm far from the sea. This was where Ferdinand, the youngest of three children, grew up. Their house wasn't fancy. The family lived on the top floor, and their cows, goats, sheep, and chickens lived on the bottom. Ferdinand's life changed around the time he turned 12. Portugal's queen, Leonora, needed pages. Pages were boys who ran messages and did errands for the royal family. Ferdinand was chosen for the job. Pages didn't just work. They received a good education and met the most important people in the land. A clever boy could make the job his first step to success. So Ferdinand left home for Lisbon, the capital of Portugal. The lad, who had never seen the ocean, found himself in a city right on the coast. What a place it was! Lisbon's harbor was crammed with graceful sailing ships, and its docks overflowed with goods from faraway ports. There was gold, and there was silk, and there were spices, pepper, cloves, ginger, nutmeg, and cinnamon. Spices were valuable because they were also used to make beer. They also made meat and other foods taste better. Most important of all, though, they kept food from spoiling. Spices were very expensive. That's because most of them came from Asia, thousands of miles from Portugal. Spices grew in countries like India and in those we now call Sri Lanka and Indonesia. The Moluccas, or Spice Islands, part of Indonesia, were the richest of all. But traveling from Europe to these islands was difficult and dangerous. In Ferdinand's day, the only way to bring back these spices from far-off places was to take the spice route. This was a long path over both land and sea, winding through Asia, where the spices grew, across the Indian Ocean, through the Middle East, and on to the city of Venice. For 800 years, Arabs had control of the spice route. Together with their trading partners in Venice, they sold the precious goods for high prices. But what if a country found a new route to Asia? Then it could get spices on its own. It could make a fortune. The new route had to be by sea alone. That was the only way to avoid Arab lands. The Portuguese wanted to take over the spice trade, so they built a powerful navy. From the mid-1400s, they had been sending ships to search for a direct sea route to Asia. Spain sought the very same route. It had a strong navy, too. In 1492, just about the time Ferdinand became a page, Spain's king and queen sent Christopher Columbus across the Atlantic to find Asia. Instead, he stumbled onto North America. By 1494, the competition between Portugal and Spain was so fierce that they almost went to war. But the two countries agreed to divide the world in half. A line was drawn down the middle of a map. Spain could claim all lands to the west of the line. Portugal could claim all lands to the east. The two countries also agreed never to sail through the other's territory. It was probably around this time that young Ferdinand Magellan decided to become an explorer. After all, the Queen of Portugal's palace was close to the harbor, and he could watch the beautiful ships come and go. At the palace, there was constant talk about the great sea captains and the riches and fame earned from spices. After his father and mother died, Ferdinand had no reason to return to his hometown. He placed his faith in God and believed his destiny was to go to sea.